בוקר טוב רבותיי, יום רביעי בשבת קודש. תראה, כוח בתשרי. So, לפרשת נוח. So, we're on עמוד קוף of the... Ashkenazim say קוף. We say קוף. The reason why that letter is called that is because it's bent over like a monkey. That's the point. Yeah? מקופף כמו קוף. So, the Ibn Ezra writes in this week's parasha by the Dura Plaga, מגדל בבל, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he punished them and he changed all of their languages, Ibn Ezra says he also turned them into monkeys. Huh? I don't remember elephants, I remember monkeys. Huh? Yeah, after the tower. And they're at the tower. So that's just, I guess that's, huh? Reverse evolution. Not monkeys to humans, but humans to monkeys.
That was,
huh? I don't know. that was that. Anyway, Rabbi Akiva bevet ha'asurim, ita b'gemara gitin. Zo halacha ha'ayla Rabbi Chanina ish ono mibet ha'asurim. Mekubal ani ba'omer l'shlusha tenuget l'ishti. She'omru la'acherim v'yichtevu mipnei she'asa'an bedin u'perish Rashi. Whatever that halacha is over there, we'll leave that aside. Rashi says why bevet ha'asurim mishmo Rabbi Akiva she'nechbash bevet ha'asurim. דבר נורא אפשר ללמוד מכאן, שרבי עקיבא ותלמידות תרחו בדבר הלכה בזמן שהייתה מידת הדין מתוחה עליהם בבית האסורים. רבי עקיבא and his תלמיד were in jail. They were on death row. They are going to be killed. And there's not, you know, I guess there's a frame of mind that you get into when you know that your days are numbered and you're going to be gruelly executed. And the only thing on Rabbi Akiva's mind was הלכה. There's nothing else on his mind. What else is there to do? כל כך היו דברי תורה חביבים עליהם. That's how dear it was to them. ואף שהיו בסכנת המוות, שהרי רבי עקיבא נכנס לשם מפני שהקיל קהילות רבים ועסק בתורה. ובכל זאת עסק בהלכה זו של אדם שאינו נוהג כשורה מגורש את אשתו. זאת אומרת דיני גיטין. What does that show you? וטרח לעמידה על תילה שלא יפסיד את התורה אפילו בשעה קשה כזו. Even in such a grave and dire situation, he didn't want to lose the opportunity to teach even one halakha. That shows how engrossed he was be'ahavato yitbarach. If you remember the pasuk we were talking about yesterday in Mishle, be'ahavata tishge tamid, Rabbi Akiva was so madly in love with HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'torato HaKadosha that even in jail and even on death row he didn't lose it. He was just cool as a cucumber teaching Torah as if he was in Bet Midrash. Sheme lo tipane, says Chaim Tzion, ובאמת מעלה גדולה יש בריכוז המחשבה בעת הלימוד. When a person is able to focus up during learning, that's a tremendous מעלה. שמלבד מעלת הדבקות שזוכה להשיג הלומד באותה שעה, your level of clarity becomes so much greater. But besides for that, יש בכך תועלת גם לעצם הלימוד. הנה, אין לך אדם שאין לו תרדות. יש בבריאותי ילדים לא עלינו. שצער גידול בנים כמעט אי אפשר להיות נקי ממנו, ולפעמים אדם יכול לצאת מדעתו מרוב צער זה. Sometimes a person, everybody's got צרות in this world. There's not one person in this world that is free, that is immune to צרות. Everybody's got them. He speaks about, חס ושלום, sometimes a person's children are not well. He writes, בר מינן, a person can go nuts from that. ממש. ואומנם בעלי לב חזק, הדבר לא משפיע עליהם, ובאים ללמוד בישיבה כסדר. You know, among all of the avrachim, among all of the talmidei chachamim that come to Bet Midrash daily. Yeah? Think of that. You don't think among them there are people with tremendous tzarot, tzarot at home, tzarot with children, tzarot with health, tzarot with money. And yet what? They're pulling up. They're not moping in bed all day long. They're pulling up to learn, focusing. They're putting everything aside. They're chazakim. They have emunah u'bitachon, and they're able to put everything aside and do what they have to do. אך בעלי רגש עמוק שבאים ללמוד תורה, תקף עולים להם מחשבות על המצב בבית, ואינם מצליחים להתרכז, או שלומדים בלא שמחה, או שלא לומדים כלל. People who are overly, you know, they're רגישים, overly sensitive, they show up, they can't focus well, they learn without שמחה. You know, they go through the motions, but their heart's not there. Again, nobody chalila is judging them, but they're different, you know, people have different temperaments. People's tzarot take hold of them in different ways. Some people are able to function as usual with their tzarot, sometimes not. וזו אחת מתחבולות היצר הרע, שבעל רגש מדמיד בדעתו שלאחר שיעברו ממנו הצרות והתרדות, ילמד. וזו טעות גדולה. Sometimes a person thinks, as soon as I get past this tzara, I'll be able to learn properly. Wrong. That's not the way to do it, because you know why? We don't wait for things to pass so that we can learn properly. Because you know what? We daven for them to pass, but we have no idea when that happens. We have to train ourselves that even in the midst of the tzara, to be able to be davek la'kadosh baruch hu. Shim ken le'olam lo ilmad, ki tamid ha'tirdot mitchadeshot. Every day brings its own tirda, brings its own tzara, right? One day it's the mortgage, and the other day it's parnasa, and the other day it's kids, and the next day it's who knows what. Every day there's something. So if you're always waiting for things to pass, right, that's the Mishnah and Pirkei Avot. Al tomar l'chshe'efne eshne, sheme lo tipane. What does that mean? Not only when I have time, forget about having time, it's also about my mood. I have to be in the mood, right? Everything is, people think, you know, I'm going to make money and whatever. Make money, put all the tzarot aside, and then when I buy an island in the Bahamas, you know, and then everything's chilled, whatever, I'll be able to sit on the beach and master shas. Uh-huh. Sure. No, you won't. You know why? First of all, who says you're going to have the physical capacity? Who says you're going to have the mental capacity? Who says that's ever going to happen? People wait for this opportunity to have a life free of tzarot, and then I'll be able to, you know, really crunch. Doesn't work like that. Shlomo HaMelech writes, Torah shelamadti be'af hi she'amdali. Shlomo HaMelech writes, you know the Torah that stayed with me, that stuck with me the greatest, the most? You know what that was? The Torah that I learned when I was most pressured, when I was most tarud, when I was most bitzara. Can you imagine? Yesh rak aitza achat, sheberega shegamar bedaato limud Torah, yishkach me'atzar. You have one option, nothing else. You decide to learn Torah, you decide to be davek v'akadosh baruch hu, at that moment, you have to mentally detach yourself from the tzarot. They didn't go away, you can't be an ostrich, they're still there, you'll have to deal with them, but what? At least at the moment, detach and connect only with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's always going to be something waiting. Yeah, let's give a live example. You have classes waiting for you. You have tests waiting for you. A lot riding on these exams, right? Nagid, bo nagid. Lo kol kach, but bo nagid. Yeah? Let's say your whole career is riding on these exams. Your career is riding on Kadosh Baruch Hu. Your career is riding on your connection with Hashem. The tests, whatever, they're just dumb, you know. Chet Adam HaRishon, mala asot. So when you enter the Bet Midrash, there's two ways to look at it. Test, I have a class, I have a Zim. And you're always consumed by these tirdot, you know, I have to ace the test and whatever, maybe an extra 5 minutes, maybe, I've seen people before bring in Sifrei Chol to the Beit Midrash. Really? You think that's what's going to make you matzliach? You think bringing in a Sifrei Chol and cramming in the Beit Midrash is going to make you matzliach? How in the world do you think that's going to happen? Especially during Seder? What? It's like stealing and giving miser money from tzedakah, from stolen money. Sechel, right? Okay, you got to leave it at the door. Now is seder, now is tefillah. Yeah, ben esdarim, you got to take advantage, you got to study, you got to show up to your classes, hakol beseder. But during seder, there's nothing else existent in the world. Lo kayam. There's no classes, and there's no exams, and there's no careers. There's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu and us. Zeu. Lo kayem shum davar. That's the idea. Rabotai, we'll see you tomorrow.